I've been surviving off of food waste. Day-to-day basis, I mean, I go to some dumpsters that are in my neighborhood and 15 minutes, get some food and I'm out. So it's just like a regular grocery visit.
It's like a regular grocery visit, except for that you're in a dumpster shopping for food. It's this guy, his name's William Reed from Washington, D.C. He's a graduate student, right?
Yeah.
He went to American University. He's got a degree, film and electronic media. He said he hasn't bought food from a store since 2014. He spent $5.50, right? He got like a...
He got Chex Mix.
And a protein bar. And exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And since then, he decided he's not doing it anymore. So he said he's never gotten sick from the food he scavenged. And he's talking about how kind of the quality of food.
I think people would be surprised about the level of quality of food that exists. Now, this is tremendously disturbing when you juxtapose that with the fact that there are a lot of people that are food insecure.
So all these people going hungry or people who say, oh, it's too expensive to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I could never dumpster dive for food. I just could not do it.
And I'm just thinking, like, listening to him, like, and it's happened to me a few times. And I don't know if it's happened to you or not, but has there been times when you've, like, you've thrown a piece of paper in the trash and it had a phone number on it or something, and then you're like, oh, threw that away. And then you have to put your hand in the trash to
get... Yeah.
And that's, like, well, just gross. Like, well, how would you do that, but then eat what you're picking out of there?
And I know restaurants, they were trying to do things where restaurants at the end of the day, instead of throwing their food away, donate it to shelters and to different food organizations.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, agreed. But it's also, that comes with, I don't know, there's legal issues behind that. What if somebody gets sick? They could sue you. And so people don't do that. But to actually go into a dumpster and dive, is that something you could do? This guy is not in a position where he has to do it.
No.
He chooses to do it and save on a food bill.
See, I mean, if you
on a grocery bill every month.
Yeah, I mean, if you was in a position maybe, like, you know, where you're living on the streets and you haven't got any money, you know, I guess you have to do what you have to do, because if you haven't got any money for food, then I guess you'll grab it from any source you can. But if you don't have to do it and you're doing it by choice, there's something a little bit off there, I think.
And to say that the quality of food, or has he just come up with something that we're all act like we're too good for, we're all too bougie for it.
Maybe.
Instead, I paid $5 for a cut up pineapple.
And he's only spent that in the last two years.
Yeah, he's been the last 2 years.
Maybe.
I want to know, could you dumpster dive for food? Have you had to do it? You can tweet us at PetchNamie or 424-1234. Be part of the show.